following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Happy September, everyone. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday, day after Labor Day. Boy, if Labor Day, Damon Day is on the 1st, it just seems weird, you know? It's like, wow, isn't this the 8th or the 9th? Aren't we into the third week of football? What's going on?
It does seem like I think with all the hype and everything else with football and just it being the constant presence, I think that everybody thinks that, you know, we are in week 3 or week 4. I don't know about you, but I remember, and maybe it's just different, I always remember school starting the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Big boy school, yeah. Class A in Nebraska-type school. I saw, again, on social media for some of the folks that aren't Nebraskans, yeah. But even some of the big schools these days and the town with the unfortunate shooting down in Missouri where they had to close school for a week. So even they're going.
It seems like it's
early.
Creeped and gotten bigger. I just remember it was from the Tuesday after Labor Day till the Friday before Memorial Day. That was school.
Yeah.
That's when you went to school. That's when you knew everything was going to happen and everything else. Now,
I mean, not going till after Labor Day, cool. Going back to school after Memorial Day, having like commencement that first Sunday in June. A lot of Lincoln schools did that. I know. Ugh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Forget that. But anyway, everybody should be back by now.
Everyone, if you have not started school yet, get in touch with your local the school district.
Mom and dad, don't buy an email. Good Lord. They're there. How was your weekend?
It was a great weekend. Great weekend. Got the yard taken care of, trimmed some trees, hung out with the family. I just got to get my workbench done. Irish rolled over a tough Rice school.
Yeah.
Wisconsin sent the Big Ten back 15 years with that performance in the second half against LSU. So
They're even, though, because they pushed it forward 15 years in the first half, and then they get right.
So we're right where we're supposed to. It was one step forward, one step back. Yeah, no, I agree. Man, Wisconsin, that second half, I don't think they completed a pass. They just looked, you know, it looked like LSU just kind
of. Were they setting on it, you think? I mean, trying to cruise home, trying to not lose, trying to hold on.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I think the Wisconsin coaching staff knew what a big momentum it was going to be for them if they could just hang on, And when you play just to hang on, you get what happens. You get beat 28-24, and you just kind of try to sit on the ball in the second half and not do the things that you were doing in the first half. And how could you do what you were doing in the first half? Because I think they had 12 guys in the box. I mean, I think they were, you know, bringing the ball boy in there with it because I think they knew that Wisconsin just couldn't throw the football. And so that was the one thing that stuck out to me from a college football weekend that, man, Wisconsin, you had a chance to really – now it's up to Michigan State. Michigan State has to – can't get close. Because if they drop it to Oregon, then it just is going to hurt the Big Ten even more so in that pecking order to where in the Big Five, people are already talking about the Big Ten being that fifth.
Well, Doug and Daddy Show on. We've got Husker Talk since obviously yesterday. There was no Doug and Daddy Show. Hope you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend. So if you've got comments on the Huskers, love to hear from you. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. At ESPN 1460 1550. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, and call us on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. We'll also be starting our weekly Tuesday feature. Coach Daryl Morris at UNK, Tony Harper, Hastings College. They kick the season off this week. The Lopers Thursday at defending national champion Northwest Missouri State, and Kansas Wesleyan is where Hastings College rolls on Saturday night. So we'll be talking about all of that coming up on the show. Let's get to our first email here. This comes from Randy, who says, I just listened to the Tunnel Walk again. For those that want to change it, I think we should change the fight song too. Maybe something with a rap tune. 55 years old and proud of the Huskers. Randy, thanks. The Tunnel Walk was weak Saturday, but it was intentional. And I'm almost, you know, we break down Husker football at all angles here. Sirius was played, but there was really no Tunnel Walk. They had kind of an opening with some of the players, and then bang, right there, they just showed them coming out of the tunnel instead of some of the old stuff, and then
the Bulls music.
Well, Sirius played. That's the name of the song, Sirius. And then swirling down the red carpet, and the doors bust open. That's not what happened here. And I'm almost wondering if that's intentional. They're only going to put up stuff from the Bo Pelini era, or as the season progresses, add to it with highlights of the game. And obviously there'll be a ton of highlights that they can show in the open next week against McNeese State, from the catch by Westerkamp to Amir Abdullah to the defensive plays out there to some of the good throws of Tommy Armstrong. I'll start there because I have been hesitant. I don't want to say critical because I haven't been critical, just hesitant. And I'll tell you what. You can say it's Florida Atlantic. Their defense last year wasn't bad, and they had a lot of good guys coming back. But it doesn't matter who's out there. I'm looking at the way he throws the ball, confidence. It looked pretty good. His numbers weren't outstanding. There were a couple of drops out there. I mean, it wasn't like he was 22 of 24. But I'll give Tommy Armstrong more than a passing grade.
And that's the tough thing for him is, you know, they won the football game. They won it handedly. No matter what he did, he did what he was supposed to do. I mean, unfortunately, I think you put that young man in a no-win situation, because no matter what he did, if he does well, you're supposed to pick apart Florida Atlantic. And if he struggles at all, it's, he's not good enough to even beat a low Division I team. So it's kind of one of those things for Tommy Armstrong. And actually for the Huskers, that's the catch with all these games. They're supposed to score 55 points. I mean, if they don't, everyone's hitting the panic button, and even when they do, they're still finding things to pick apart. So from what I saw of the Husker game, I was impressed with the Huskers. I thought they looked fast. I thought they looked good. I was impressed with how they came out and played and did some things. And so, you know, it was only week number one, but, you know, the whole, like you said, going to both sides of the spectrum, that the world's coming to an end because we didn't score 80, and they're not very good, you know, so I'm very interested to see how they do against McNeese State. I do think that one thing that I did notice is, man, that Miami-Nebraska game has lost some luster if you watched Miami play yesterday.
You
just can tell that Miami.
They hung, and then.
You know, they just don't. Having that freshman quarterback just limits them offensively and just makes it for a. And that, you know. I was hoping to see that Miami rivalry revisited, but, man, it's just kind of one of those, man, Miami looked bad. Ohio State looked horrible. You know, it was.
Again, week one.
Week one.
I mean, you're not as bad and you're not as good. So that's what you've got out there. And for all the things, they were trying to defend Florida State, I saw over the weekend. Oh, man, that game really wasn't that close. Yeah, it was. Had it not been for a botched, hell, this is the first one of the year, for a botched BS holding call on the final drive, then Oklahoma State would have got the ball back with a chance to tie the football game or win the football game. So it is what it is, but Jameis Winston already with a great run to get into the end zone there, inches away from it being a fumble, but it was a touchdown, and right call, good congratulations there.
You brought up the Tunnel Walk. And this is just, you know, with so much game production going on and trying to keep people in the stands and trying to, are they trying to go too much in a different area? Because that's the one thing I read on Twitter and everything else was how boring the tunnel walk was and where was it and did I miss it and all those different types of things. And I wasn't there, but, you know, that's what they're kind of known for. Do you think that...
Yeah,
you know,
don't stop, jump around at Wisconsin. Don't stop the traditions at your school. You got a good one here. That's what Nebraska has right now. Don't mess that up.
Yeah. And then why do you feel like they are changing it? Just because they're trying to get more into the Pelini area and not live so much in the history side of things? Or
there's only so many times you can rehash and reshow, and I get that. And maybe from time to time they'll pop that back up there. And, hell, maybe they were just running behind and edited it on the run on Saturday. You never know because there was only like 3.5 minutes. Usually they get out there about 5 to 6. And maybe that had nothing to do with it. Maybe it'll be totally different this Saturday. So we'll see how it pans out. Do want to take a look at our pigskin pick'em. We're 0-1. We're 0-1. Sam from Loomis goes 7-3. Jimmy and I both go 6-4. I took Troy to beat UAB. That was my downfall in this whole deal. And for Jimmy, his probably downfall was taking Utah State and Wisconsin. And Sam, he really didn't really miss anything too bad there. He had UAB and he had Tennessee and he had, you know, Penn State barely won, but that's a winner. He missed Miami, Northwestern, and Colorado. So there you go, and that gets us to – so a $10 gift card. We'll restart it again. So we're – that might be the first time we've lost week one ever. Maybe ever, because it always seems like we've got a pool building.
It's early.
We're hot early.
It's early.
And then we struggle late.
It's early. You guys are still finding your footing as well.
You'll get the defense better.
You'll get there. We'll get
the defense better.
Get the research department going on some of these picks.
And not a good start for Jimmy on his picks. He went 2-4. He was way high on Florida State, and it looked like that was going to be an easy cover the way it started 17-0, but he missed on Florida State and North Carolina State as his favorites. He did get Colorado, who was an underdog. No, that's not right either. That's not right either. Colorado got – well, explain that to me. I double-took that the last time. Colorado -3, they got beat by 14. So that's even worse. That's 1-5. Utah State didn't cover. Navy didn't cover by a half a point. Texas San Antonio beat upon Houston. 1-5 for the Jimmy. 1-5 for the Jimmy. And 0-1 for the Jeff. 0-1 for the Jeff. So you didn't make any predictions this week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, sure. Sure, just because you think you're leaving, you can't make predictions?
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. I don't want to see Merritt go 9-1 again either. But Friday we'll have another pigskin pick'em, and Jimmy will get into the NFL. He'll bounce back.
That's his bread and butter.
He'll bounce back. So it was a rough week one for those of us here. And again, I know we talked about it a bunch, and after the show Friday I got to thinking, did we make official predictions? I think we did. I'm still going with Iowa and Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship game, folks. I'm not changing that off this weekend, where Iowa definitely struggled more than Nebraska. I think the schedule is going to clip Nebraska. The tiebreaker will clip Nebraska. I think I'm not surprised. I don't have Wisconsin going crazy. I love Georgia. Georgia looked great. So that's one weekend. Just a few of the things out there. And I think I had Nebraska 10-2. And again, that's a Michigan State and then a loss to probably Iowa and again, that's so far down the road that this, how things play out. But Randy Gregory seems to be okay. Coach Pelini doesn't seem to be too worried. That's cool for Jack Gangwish. He's going to get some playing time here against a couple lesser opponents to jump in there and got a chance to talk to him. Hope you heard him on our sports today. And Riker Fife gets a scholarship. So that's cool. And that kind of, I don't know if he let the cat out of the bag a little bit, but that came out when we were talking to him in the post-game press conference as well. So congratulations to those guys. It sounds like Zach Stirrup will be back on the practice field this week out of Hastings and should be ready to go. So a little local flavor there. We will also look at the new coaches poll. Nebraska moves up 4 spots to number 18. Number 18, and Georgia rises to number 8. Really? All right. Well, there you go. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk to the head coaches Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, UNK and Hastings, when we return.
Listen, just wanting to lose weight for summer isn't going to get you into that killer bikini shape. You've got to make it happen. There's no better or faster way to do it than with Complete Nutrition. Don't wait another second. Get into Complete Nutrition today to get over that weight loss hump. Our consultants will help you find the perfect weight loss product to kickstart your workout and to have more energy, burn more fat, and get into perfect shape for summer without logging extra hours at the gym. Come on, summer's here. So what are you waiting for? Check out any one of the three new weight loss products available now at Complete Nutrition. They're clinically proven to shrink fat cells and help you safely lose 21 pounds and burn difficult abdominal fat 12 times faster than with just diet and exercise alone. So don't wait. Come into Complete Nutrition and get started today.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island near Gordman's. Call 382-8663. And in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. For free shipping, call 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll have an abundance of sunshine and highs topping out near 82 degrees. Winds turn to the south, 5 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly clear, lows drop to near 62. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. That's going to be an interesting topic sometime. During the break, we got the U.S. Open on. The Williams sisters getting ready to play doubles, and you were saying, hey, is that something you would go to? Would that? And I said, I'd go to that before a NASCAR race, and then you bristled.
Oh, I've been to one NASCAR race. It was an awesome, awesome experience. I recommend it to everybody just one time. If you're not even into racing, I'm into those type of sporting events. I'm into just seeing, you know, I love going. I'm not a big horse racing guy, but I love going to Northfield Track when I'm back in Cleveland, Ohio, and watching the Salkies run and do all those types of things every night. And, you know, we usually make it a big thing to go back and do those types. So I just like going to different sporting events. I've always said I wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby, and I want to go to the Masters. So I'll have to wait till I retire to do both of those things. Or I just get thrown out on a Friday and then head down for the club. Oh, yeah. Bump the umpire.
You're using retired.
Yeah.
You sure think a lot about it.
So, yeah.
You think you got a lot of years left?
I think you're
getting up there.
I think that I am definitely excited to continue my coaching career as long as the University of Nebraska at Kearney will have me.
Happy birthday, by the way.
And thank you very much.
It wasn't today. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Daryl, I want to know, is there cake up there in the baseball office? Has he shared coming back?
He calls me a lot, but never when there's something fun like cake or ice cream or nothing like that.
He eats it all, and Bubba gets the rest to take to school, I guess.
Bubba's probably got that over to school.
Well, it's game week for the Lopers. A lot of preparation, a lot of talk in the off season, a lot of cool things going on around the program. But now it's time to strap it up, and Coach Morris joins us Thursday night. So for the next couple of weeks, the Tuesday talk will be a lot closer to game day. How do these Thursday games, especially early in the season, differentiate from what you would do on Saturdays, if much at all?
Well, it completely confuses you because, you know, Saturday is, you know, Thursday is really Saturday and Friday is really Sunday, and you know, so you people say what day is it, and you tell them what day it is on the football schedule, and that's about 3 days wrong from what it really is on the calendar. But they're fun days to play. Everybody's ready for football. It's a Thursday night game. It's on TV, and it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere. So, what the heck, it's going to be fun.
Well, let's go through what you've seen here in fall camp. We talked when the camp began and what you were expecting and what you were seeing. Just take us through it. Positives, negatives, injuries, where you're at going into this game.
Well, you know, the positive thing is that we brought in a bunch of new guys, a bunch of transfer guys, and that's a philosophical change on my part as the head football coach here. But I felt like our league is forcing us to go that way, and you have to improvise and adjust to stay viable in college athletics. So we've done that. And I was concerned about bringing all those new guys into our program and having them mesh with the kids that we had in the program returning. And I cannot be more happy with the way that has gone. It has really gone well from my perspective. And the kids that we did bring into the program appear to have a liking and are liked by the kids that were here already. And they're meshing well and they're coming together well. And I couldn't be more happy with that. You know, the positives are the athleticism that they bring to our program, which is especially at wide receiver, especially in the secondary. You know, we feel like that's a tremendous need that we had, and we feel like those kids are going to elevate our athleticism at those positions. So those are a couple positive things there. The negatives are, you know, we're still going to be a little short on depth. I'm a little concerned about the defensive line. I'm a little afraid they might wear out and get tired. We don't have a lot of depth there, so that's going to be a concern for us. But, you know, we'll just have to fight through that and move forward.
Banged up. It sounds like no one's ever going to cut any athlete a break. Sounds like you got some guys that will be out Thursday that may be able to play for you later on in the year for a variety of reasons.
Well, yeah, Cougar Williams, you know, is a wide receiver that actually was at Fresno State. And he's a two-year non-participant, which means he cannot participate in a game for 2 years, at least by rule. And I think his 2 years starts September 6th. Or in September 6th, so he's 2 years, still 2 days short of being able to play against Northwest Missouri. He will play against Washburn. He's a kickoff return guy and a good football player, so he has shown up in practice with quickness and speed and the ability to catch the football. Dez Petty, who's the running back that had played in games against LSU for Washington, as a matter of fact, you know, is had an illness and still getting over that illness, but should be back at practice this next week and somewhat available for Washburn. We're still trying to get Alan Carroll's eligibility situation, another two-year non-situation figured out with the NCAA, so he will not play tonight. But we're moving in the right direction. If we can get those guys on the roster and able to play, they're just going to add more depth and more athleticism to their prospective positions.
Talking with Coach Daryl Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for Northwest Missouri State. That would scare the bejesus out of me, Coach. Doesn't matter. It's number one. It's on the road, defending national champions. What's the message? What's the attitude like this week?
Well, you know, the message is it's a great opportunity, and it's a great challenge for our football program. I mean, they basically have the same football team they had a year ago, and I don't know that those guys ever broke a sweat as they went through the toughest league in Division II football and then won a national championship game that really wasn't even a struggle. So they're a tremendous football team. They're very gifted, very talented, well-coached, well-facilitated, well-financed, all those things. They're just good. So it's a great opportunity for us to take our football team that we don't know a whole lot about and really find out what kind of a team we have, knowing that, you know, we will get better. If we can stay healthy, we'll be a better football team 3 weeks from now than we are this Thursday, because repetition is a big part of football, and the more exposure kids get to what they're doing, the better they can become. So, you know, it'll be a start for us to find out what kind of team we might have as we go through the MIAA.
Coach, defensively, Tyke Koshal's back, 119 total tackles last year, 8.5 tackles for a loss. Who is some of the supporting cast that you're looking for him to step up and help him this season on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, the guy that we're going to park next to him, Devontae LaFleur, who's out of Omaha Central, is a very good athlete, runs extremely well, bends like a rubber band. We're going to move him around a little bit, actually put him on the line of scrimmage and put his hand on the ground, let him pass rush against the tackle and see if we can't create some mismatches. But he'll play linebacker next to Tyke. I think they'll be as athletic as any two linebackers in the league, and will help us be better in that respect. You got the guys in the secondary. We still have Steven Burns going to play free safety for us. We move Sam Bauer from quarterback to free safety. We've got Shai Harris, who was a junior college transfer, at corner. We got Famous McKinnon at corner. We've got Damian Wilson, who played for us as a true freshman, at corner. So our depth is better. Our athleticism is better. And hopefully that'll equate to being a more challenging team for people to, you know, move the football against. And certainly, again, offensively, we hope to be able to challenge people in different ways as well.
Daryl Morris with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon brought up Tyke. He's also been elected a captain, which is a very rare occurrence for someone in his youth sophomore class. You got six of them, but Tyke's one of them. I mean, that's just rare.
It is, and it's completely elected by his teammates. So, I mean, the kid's come into the program and made his presence known, and it's not only because he's a good football player, but it's also because he's a good student, and he's doing the things that he needs to be doing constantly to help this football program progress. So, you know, it's not just being on the field. It's what he does off the field and in town and the type of guy he is. So that's a tremendous honor in my mind because it is he is elected by his peers, and I think for anybody that's an honor.
Bronson, how's he looking?
Bronson has improved. Bronson is showing signs of understanding our offense at a different level. He's able to take plays to the second and third stage of the play. You know, it's his job as our quarterback, if we call a bad play, to get us into a better play. And his understanding of the menu of plays that he would have at his disposal when he is going from maybe a strong side run to a weak side run, what plays he has at his disposal and why those plays are viable for him to attack the defense in that location. So he's showing signs of understanding offensive football better, our offense better. We hope that we are surrounding him with more talent and he doesn't feel as pressured to be the guy, and he'll distribute the ball to multiple people that can do things with the football when they get it, and hopefully that'll keep him healthier longer.
Coach, just a couple questions left. When I popped in the office the other day, Coach Sewer was in there, and I know you're always looking for knowledge from any coach around the country. Just talk about what you guys have been doing, not necessarily specifically with Coach Sewer, but where you're finding more knowledge, as you talked about, in a little bit of a change of philosophy for you.
Well, you know, and this is not a knock on Coach Siegel in what any stretch of your imagination. I tried to do it a year ago on defensive side of the ball, but you know, even in the NFL, they bring in guys, and they're consultants, and Gene has been hired to be an offensive consultant for us. Sometimes when you're standing in the forest, you can't see it because of the trees. So you get a guy who is not as close to that and can actually see the trees. And we've brought Gene in here. He's a tremendous football coach, won a couple state championships at Papillion La Vista High School, was an offensive coordinator at Wayne State, and is retired, but has graciously come in. And he's watching us play, and he's watching us practice, and he's watching film with us, and he's giving us suggestions. And I hope he'll be in the box on Saturday with Coach Siegel, and I hope just having his knowledge and his skill of being able to sit in the box and watch a defense and make sure that we're attacking it, intelligently, I think it's going to be invaluable to us.
So, Daryl, will we notice any change in the offense?
No, basically we've been educating him from since spring ball when he came and spent a couple of days with us to familiarize himself with our playbook. With our personnel, he's been in camp with us, so he's familiarized himself again with the playbook and the personnel, and we just feel like he's another guy who has a tremendous amount of coaching experience, not only on in practice and film evaluation, but also on game day, and we just look forward to having his input as we go through the process to make sure that we're doing things and seeing things the way we need to see them. So I'm happy to have Gene on the staff in that role.
Well, it all gets underway Thursday night at Northwest Missouri State. In a moment, we'll let the folks know how they can view it if they can't get down there. And I've understood, as always, it's unlike anything else you would see in Division II athletics, even for the great things that happen at UNK. The trip down there is something else. So, Coach, we look forward to the chats every Tuesday. Appreciate you giving us time to do that and wish you the best of luck Thursday and throughout the season.
Hey, appreciate it, guys, and happy birthday, Damon.
Thanks, Coach. Go get them.
Take care, Coach. Coach Daryl Morris joining us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and we talked about that opportunity to watch them. If you can't be be there, you can watch it on the internet. And Jeff will put this up on our website as well. It's also on Lopers.com. It's through Stretch Internet. You may have watched on America One back in the day for the Loper fans. There is a slight charge for a single game or for a season, and then you can watch more than just football. You can get volleyball and basketball and a variety of other sporting events, but it is Stretch Internet, and you can go to Lopers.com to find that, and Jeff will be posting that to the ESPN Superstation and probably put it on the Facebook page as well, how you can watch the Lopers coming up on Thursday night. Again, Thursday on the road, and then the next Thursday, the 11th, we'll be here at home.
I've always thought, and this is just a baseball guy looking at it from the standpoint of, I've always thought that the MIAA would do such a service, being the best football conference in the country, Division II, if they just moved to Thursday nights. They just moved their games to Thursday nights. I just think that that would be something. I know for you look at it from the standpoint of the Huskers here, it just clear. I mean, just, you know, you're up against one of the biggest football franchises in the nation going against the Huskers. I just thought that in other states, you know, I mean, maybe it's not the same because Kansas isn't very good at football and Missouri is just, you know, obviously what they did last year, but there's not that same type of, you know, rabid fan base. So I always just felt like the MIAA would have such a niche on playing on Thursdays.
So would you be willing to go up and teach class on Saturday?
Would I?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because when you're a coach, your calendar doesn't even...
like Coach Moore said, I don't know what day it is. Yeah, I just know that the game's there.
Yeah, I mean, if you knew, I mean, the problem for them is they bounce it around. Yeah. You're going from Wednesdays to Saturdays, and what? I mean, if you just had, if you're just playing on Thursday, and you just rolled it through, then you would know. Yeah, there's no equivalent to baseball. There's not. I know you're thinking, kind of, hey, what if you played Tuesday, Wednesday, nothing. Thursday?
I'm only thinking about how I botched up fantasy football last night, and I'm going to do it again tomorrow. That's all I'm thinking.
There you go.
High school volleyball begins on Thursday, week two of the football season. Had a pretty solid week one on Friday night. Some good games between good teams, and we're looking forward to another Friday night of football. Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Tony Harper, Hastings College after the break, and tomorrow, a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska-McNeese State game. Not just the football tickets, but VIP passes to have a little fun with the Husker folks before the ball game, and we're going to do that tomorrow on the show, where we will also be chatting with John Mazner, soccer coach from the Lopers, on our Loper Link, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. So that's all tomorrow. Right now, though, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we remind you that this is it. This is where the Labor Day sales event wraps up, so don't miss out. Summer's almost over. Hurry in and get your $1,000 Labor Day bonus catch from Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. The program applies to the purchase of a new 2014 Chrysler Town & Country or the all-new 2015 Chrysler 200 with the $1,000 bonus cash incentive. If you're looking at Buick and Chevy, you're getting 0% APR for qualified buyers, even a $500 bonus purchase cash on Buick products from the 2014 lineup. And don't forget, if you're over at the Dodge Jeep Ram store, they've got some awesome items there. Special offer on Jeeps, get $1,000 Labor Day cash allowance on the Cherokee Sport and Latitude. Find out more from the great sales gang at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system, call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lampman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lampman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
Did he rain? Wow. Moisture sure hasn't been a problem lately, has it?
Man, this sump pump's working.
It's been crazy.
It's good stuff, though.
I always
At
laugh.
Least it hasn't been stormy. It's just been raining.
I love all the new guys are like, God, all it does is rain in Nebraska.
Yeah. You remember that, new guys. When it doesn't rain, though, that's when the T&L difference is there for you to make sure that your crop is the best it can be. New from T&L Irrigation and AgSense, the Precision Link, enabling web-based pivot control for T&L pivot systems. The Precision Link works in combination with T&L's PPC3 to let you manage your pivot with your computer or mobile device and a simple internet connection. Start and stop the pivot, make it do some funky directions, or just go backwards and forwards like most farmers want it to do. Application rate and speed, water pump control, there's just a few of the features available. You can also have a variable rate irrigation programmed through their website. Contact your local T&L dealer today or TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. Hastings College heads to Kansas Wesleyan to kick off their season on Saturday night. And Coach Tony Harper is sitting by the pool because everything is ready to go. Him and his coaching staff relaxing here with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, how accurate is that?
You couldn't be farther from the truth right now. We ain't sitting by no pool, I'll tell you that.
You mean not everything's just perfect, exactly where you want it to be?
Even if it was, I guarantee you we wouldn't be sitting by the pool.
Well, let's start kind of like we did with the Coach Morris. Fall camp is almost completely behind you now. How have things went?
You know, really, really like this camp. Really like this team, like the guys. And I know every coach is going to say that probably, and they should say that because – haven't played a game yet, so everybody's feeling pretty good. But going into the camp, you know, we had a lot of experience coming back. We brought in some what we feel like is some pretty good new guys, and they really gelled this camp. And that was the biggest thing we took out of this camp is kind of where they're at as a team, you know, together, whether they're on the field or off the field. I see guys hanging out together more. So that means that they got the right mindset at least.
Well, Coach, let's kind of break down the Broncos here and what we're looking at. We'll start with offense. We'll swing on over to defense, maybe look at special teams. But let's start on the offensive side of the ball. How are things looking there for you?
You know, offensively, that's where we had over 50 guys staying here this summer, and the majority of those guys were offensive players, and they would set up player-directed meetings and player-directed meals, and they'd go out and they'd throw the ball around and do some drills and things like that on their own. And right now, you can see that definitely that's where a lot of our experience is. There's great leadership over there on that side of the ball. And, you know, we've been able to add a few new guys over there that we think can come in and help right away. But the biggest thing with those guys that we're going to have to make sure we focus on throughout this summer or this fall is, all right, what's the situation? You know, are we down? Do we need to hurry up? Or do we have the lead? Do we need to milk the clock? That's the big thing that we really focused on during camp was a situation and understanding what each one of us are supposed to do.
Coach Damon Day here, and as all coaches are, you're always kind of excited about your new guys because they haven't done anything yet wrong in a game. But who are some of those new guys that you're really looking forward to contributing for you this year?
I really like that lead-in. You always like it before they do something wrong. You know, one that's really opened a lot of eyes, and we had a lot of high expectations for him when we got him on the rebound, was Noah House, you know, a receiver. He's a guy, he just creates a lot of mismatches, being 6'4", 6'5", and over 200-plus. And he's just, the thing with Noah, though, we knew he was a good football player, but his attitude, his effort, how he immediately fit in with the guys and carried himself. We're excited to have Noah join us, and we think he's going to do a lot of good things over there or with us on that side of the football. And then, you know, Anthony Cloyd, a quarterback for Millard South. You know, he had an injury this summer with baseball. He finally got cleared last week for the Nebraska Wesleyan scrimmage, and so we threw him out there a little bit, and he can do a lot of that, you know, zone read, ride stuff, and move the pocket with. But really, those are from a new guy standpoint. That's pretty much about it, just because we returned so many guys. We got some nice, you know, guys on the second and third team, but those are the ones that have really stood out as young guys this camp so far.
Tony Harper, head football coach, Hastings College. Let's switch it over to the defensive side of the football. What are you seeing there, and tell us about any changes.
Well, I think I might call Kansas Western and see if we can move that game back a little bit, but defensively we're putting in a new scheme, and you know, anytime you change it, regardless of your sport, you change the philosophy, you change, you know, how you're going to do some things. It's a big growing experience for our guys. And I like that they've been a sponge, more or less, soaking the stuff up. But there's just specific checks and some different things that we need to make sure we work on throughout this whole summer. As excited as I am about the offense and where they're at right now, the defense has got to make some major jumps here in the next couple weeks, hopefully the next couple days, to get to where we need to be to have a sound defense. I like what the guys are doing. They're flying to the ball. They're tackling well. We're slowing down the run a little bit. But as a defensive guy, I want more. You know, I'm kind of selfish. I want us to be 11 guys to the ball instead of 9 guys. I want to cause a few more turnovers. But I like what they're doing from an energy standpoint for sure.
Coach, special teams, you've seemed to have either a kick returner or a good kicker or a good punter, and depending on how the game is going, obviously every aspect of that is vital. How is that looking?
You know, we return both our kicker and our punter. We also brought in a guy from Scud who's pushing those two guys by the name of Mitchell Swain, but Owen Hickey, our place kicker, and Brandon Bockel is our punter and kickoff guy. It's nice having experience back, knowing the calls, you know, and we have a coach who's specifically going to take over the special teams coordinating duties in Dave Kamara, and we've added Grant Mulring on the staff, and he has been great with not only our quarterbacks but with our special teams as well, to kind of put a little bit more emphasis in those guys. We feel like athletically we got the right guys. Now we just need to make sure we got them going in the right direction instead of the wrong direction. So I like where those guys are at, because early in the season, you know, you see it on TV, you hear coaches talk about it. That's where you can really either, one, dig yourself out of a hole real quickly, or put yourself into a hole real quickly.
Coach, you're off to beautiful Salina, Kansas, to take on Kansas Wesleyan. What is Kansas Wesleyan going to do?
Hey, first off, we're fired up to actually play somebody in a different colored uniform this week. We're looking forward to the trip. To be quite honest with you, we don't know. They got a brand new coaching staff down there, and they didn't exchange any film with us. They have our game from last year that they can watch, but we really don't have any film. We've obviously done some investigating, as all coaches do, in a manner of speaking. We expect to see a lot of wide open stuff, 3, 4, 5 wide. We expect to see a lot of that zone ride, no huddle. We basically, if you watch the Baylor game, that's kind of what we're planning on seeing from their offense for our defense. And then defensively, we expect to see a 3-4 with a 2-high look. But the biggest thing with this first game, because we don't have no film or anything like that, is we got to make sure we do our job. And whatever they throw at us, we got to be simple and sound so we can fly around to the ball.
Coach, in today's day and age, with all the film and technology and everything else, is it rare that a school won't give you anything?
It is extremely rare, and you know, it's just one of those things that we got to do our due diligence. We got to find out as much as we can. You know, coach down there, he's a great guy. I talked to him many times on the phone. He was very forthright and upcoming with everything, but
what we've had to do is we've kind of had to go back in the archives, kind of see where he's been and looked at some different things, see some of the recruits that he's brought in. You know, and you mentioned with the online stuff, we can look at some of the stuff there because all these guys put stuff online nowadays. So we've been able to find a little bit, but you know as a coach, that unless you don't see something every single day, you're always thinking of something that you might see differently and trying to prepare for it.
Last minute here with the head football coach at Hastings College, Tony Harper. You mentioned Grant Mulring coming onto the staff. What happened to Shirt Off Gold Medal Boy?
You know, old Coach Brown, he left us a year ago. He got a position coaching at the University of Buffalo. And his claim to fame, besides being having a big old gold medal in his shirt off, is he coached a top five NFL round draft pick last year in Khalil Mack. So Coach Brown always calls me up and says, "Hey, Harp, if you would have let me do more, I could turn all these guys into first-round guys." I don't know if we're to that point, but Coach Brown ended up going there, which is a great opportunity for him. And having Coach Mulring here, I mean, obviously I've given him a lot of grief over the years, but he's been a great addition to this staff. We are excited to have Coach with us.
Well, Coach, we will let you get back to work. And, again, we appreciate a chance to chat with you every Tuesday about Hastings College football. So stay healthy and best of luck.
I like staying healthy. Thanks for the call.
All right. Put on the sunscreen. That's Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Again, you can hear Hastings football on our sister station, 1230 AM, KHAS. Wisconsin announcing today that Joel Stavi, junior quarterback, out indefinitely with a sore throwing shoulder. So showed on Saturday night, not good news for Wisconsin. That means it's even going to be a little tougher to throw the football.
Yeah, Wisconsin just doesn't look like they have it together. They don't go with their best running back in the second half. He gets two handoffs after he breaks one for 69 yards. I think he gets two handoffs the rest of the half. And so, yeah, I think with Stavi, obviously now you know why they didn't go to him if he's injured. I mean, I don't know if you can take solace in that, but, you know.
Could possibly miss the rest of the season, according to ESPN sources. Tanner McAvoy is now the guy that's the starter. Redshirt sophomore Bart Houston been elevated to the backup spot. I just never
sore did. Throwing shoulder. That just means hurt, yeah. Or injured throwing shoulder. That's not a sore throwing shoulder.
Man. Let's see. There's also some work here on why Melvin Gordon didn't touch the ball that much in the second half. Anderson referenced a scenario at halftime. The source said there was no internal strife and that the staff was trying to be precautious when Gordon tweaked a leg muscle. The coaches were unsure whether to play him, mostly going with the backup of Corey Clement. What made it seem strange Saturday night was Gordon saying after the game that he was A-OK and it was a coaching decision to play Clement. Anderson acknowledged that Gordon had a hip flexor issue.
That's tough when the head coach comes out and says he had a hip flexor issue and the kid says, "I'm good to go." Kid's not somewhere in there. The communication's not flowing back and forth, and that's what those coaches at that level, that's where they get paid that money. I mean, let's face it, he's the head of it, and now Anderson comes out and he's got the whole quarterback thing. Now he's got the running back thing. Now it looks like something's going on with staff. He's only in his second year. Thank God Bielema's down there getting his butt handed to him, or he'd be in big trouble up there in Wisconsin. But, man, does Arkansas look bad. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Come on. They hung with him for a while. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and the rest of your sports and any other Husker chat that you want to throw with us. Give us a tweet. Give us an email. We'll be right back.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate, energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. TrueForm Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island near Gordman's. Call 382-8663. And in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. For free shipping, call 338-1348.
Perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Just announced at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, new bigger factory bonus cash and factory rebates. $1,750 special factory bonus cash on selected 2014 Ford F-150 XLTs in stock. Plus, you get a $1,500 manufacturer's rebate. Trade in a 95 or newer car, SUV, or pickup and get another $1,750 factory trade-in assistance. Then finance it with approved Ford Motor Credit financing and get another $1,000 in Ford credit bonus cash. Limited time offer. See dealer for details. They will deal and they want trade-ins. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Join us at the K this week as the Royals go head-to-head with the Texas Rangers. Grab your $8 tickets on Value Monday, presented by Hy-Vee. Game starts at 7:10. Then come out Tuesday for Game 2 of the 3-game series with opening pitch at 7:10. And Wednesday, it's Student Night and Local Music Showcase presented by Inc. Magazine. Come early for food and drink specials and pre-game music from one of KC's best bands, Victor and Penny. Be Royal, Kansas City. Be Royal.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you get ready to head to lunch, try out the Kearney Chicken Coop. It has been a fan favorite. A lot of places say they are both a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. And they want to save you a little money on lunch. So every Tuesday, 11 to 4, their lunch special is a salad and soda for $7. And by salad, we don't just mean three pieces of lettuce and that's it. No, we mean taco salad. We mean crispy chicken salad. We mean any salad on the menu. Only $7. Lunch served from 11 to 4 every day. Food served from the moment the light comes on till the moment the light goes off at the Chicken Coop. Don't forget appetizer specials, long necks and draws from 2 to 5:30. You can get those long necks and draws for only 2 and a quarter at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill. The best of both worlds, downtown Kearney. Royals, they're hanging in there. If the game hadn't been suspended on Sunday night, they would probably be even with Detroit. But Detroit looks like they've kind of got it together while the Royals continue to struggle offensively, Damon. And thanks in part. See, this is you can go. And I'm not, this isn't just a Royals thing, but now your damn Cleveland Indians, they come in. They're probably going to end up when they officially finishing that sweeping the Royals. And then they turn around and get pounded by the Tigers. So they're hosing the Royals twice. And they are in the race for the wild card, I think, 3.5 back.
Yeah, I mean it's now it's the question of, is Detroit's bullpen going to hold up, or are the Royals going to score enough runs? I mean, when you look at all the games, that's what it. I mean, you know, if the Royals can score some runs, they're going to win. If Detroit bullpen can hang on to some victories, they're going to win. And so now it's kind of a, you wish you would talk about, hey, this is what the hitters from Detroit are going to do, and this is what the pitchers from Kansas City are going to do. But now you're just looking at the negatives of both teams. Now you're looking more at their weaknesses than their strengths, and that's playoff baseball when you start to recognize that the Royals can't, you know, the Royals didn't pick up a bat, and now they can't score any runs.
Actually, and Gordon.
You know, and Detroit, they pick up Soria and Jimmy Johnson, and Johnson can't get anybody out, you know, and Soria is still injured. So, yeah, and the Indians are there at 4. I think the Yankees are at 2.5. And so the Mariners are starting to fade a little bit. They're starting to feel the pressure a little bit, and they're starting to realize King Felix can't start every other day. And that bullpen and their pitching staff starting to wear down a little bit. So you got some of the best races that I can remember. And Major League Baseball, for all that ESPN – I mean, I always joke, ESPN, you have a contract with Major League Baseball as well. So I don't understand why you and Mike and Colin, everybody, they spend their first half hour of every session talking about how MLB is dead and the NFL is just the world's greatest thing. You work for, you know, both companies. But I think what they forget to admit or recognize is that there's no comparison. Football's number one, and yeah, they're fine with that. And baseball, this is, let's face it, they kind of created this with all this playoff stuff. I mean, you remember back in the day, it would be over by now.
Yeah, we'd just be waiting for the playoffs.
Yeah, you'd just kind of be waiting for the playoffs. But now they've introduced all this intrigue. And if you're a baseball fan like myself, I mean, You're waking up every morning, checking on the standings, checking out scores, figuring out what's going to happen. And so I just think it's a, you know, you got so many great races. Angels, they sweep Oakland. Awesome. Great time of year.
Here's some stats for you. First off, Oakland has the first wild card in the American League. Detroit would then have a game and a half lead over Seattle, with Cleveland and the Yankees four back. Toronto 5.5 back in the National League. San Francisco has a slight lead over Milwaukee. So Milwaukee has a game and a half lead over Atlanta, two over Pittsburgh. And my God, the Miami Marlins are still in the discussion, even though they're below 500. They're 5.5 back from the wild card. That would be the biggest ticket anyone could probably ever cash from the preseason, because I think their odds were about as long as anybody else. The Royals 75-61. We were joking at the very beginning of the year when they were scoring three runs, they lost, and when they were scoring more, they were like 11-10 to start the season, and it was 11-0, 0-10. We continue to look at that. When the Royals score three or less runs, they are 14-52. When they score four or more runs, they are 61-9. 61-9. The magic number is 25 for the wild card, 26 for the division. A couple other sports notes. Nebraska volleyball got punched in the face this weekend. And you know what? Coach Cook not really panicking at all. He knows that they've got to grow, but I think this may open the eyes of what Nebraska actually will have out there. They are going to lose some games this year, but it seems like it's the bigger plan. The greater good at the end here is where Coach Cook wants them to be. And it's not like they got clipped, but they got beat at home, and they got beat pretty soundly, especially by Stanford. So the volleyball team, they, you know, going to have to grow up quickly.
Coach Cook knew that going into it. I mean, you don't lay the groundwork for a rough weekend unless you already kind of see it coming.
Well, there you have it. And Amir Abdullah, the Offensive Player of the Week. Team New Zealand with Ty Webster. They're getting thumped by the United States right now, and then they'll virtually be done. And did I miss anything else? Anything else? Hastings volleyball went 3-1 over the weekend. Men's soccer won both of their games. UNK has the volleyball blue gold today at 5. The soccer will follow at 7. So if you want to go watch a little Lopers, it's free and open to the public. And kind of coming back, we've got Troutman's Tuesday trivia to do. So let's do that right now. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you haven't won, anyone from your household, you can win once every 3 months. Someone from your household can win once every 3 months. That's the only really rule we have. Plus, you have to get the question right. First person to do so, $25 gift card to Troutman's. Call now, 888-455-3776. The last couple of Tuesdays, Damon, it's been tough. It's been tough. I don't know if the questions are tough, but we just haven't had somebody knock it out of the park right off the get-go. And I think we have a chance today to have somebody knock it out of the park right on the get-go. So let's see who got through first. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike.
All right, Mike, here's the question. This has been asked to me quite a bit over the last few weeks. So here it is. Nebraska plays McNeese State on Saturday. What state is McNeese State from?
How about Tennessee?
It's not Tennessee. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Ken.
What state is McNeese State located in?
Alabama.
It is not Alabama. Try back. 888-455-3776. I mean, I'm telling you, people come up to you, where's McNeese State? And I actually had to double check. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Bill, do you know the answer? Same question. Where's McNeese State located?
Lake something or another, Louisiana.
Louisiana is correct. Lake Charles, Louisiana, started out as a junior college, McNeese State did. And right now, just for reference, by the way, folks, I know they're FCS, but they're up three spots to number six in the country in the FCS. And Nebraska has played top 15 teams and had no problem with them. But McNeese State is not Idaho State, folks. So just to kind of put that out there. Bill, hold on, and Jeff will get you hooked up. Congratulations for knowing your college football geography.
Thank you.
And McNeese State's in Louisiana. I did not know it off the bat, by the way, when I was first asked that. I can admit that.
I actually knew that one. I always get stumped on Weber State during hoop season.
New York?
I want to say Idaho.
One or the other, huh?
I don't know, though.
Let me check that for you. Let me just double-check that for you really quick here, because apparently they have invented technology to where we can look that up. Weber State University. There it is. Okay, and then I'll click on it. And, of course, Ogden, Utah, dude.
Utah.
Ogden, Utah.
I said Idaho.
Yeah.
West Coast.
There you go.
Not even West Coast, just West.
Dealio.
West of here.
Our Midtown Mark Cooler question. We continue to run through the NFL divisions, and don't forget the NFL opener between the Seahawks and Packers Thursday night, 7:30-ish kickoff right here on ESPN. We asked you over the weekend, over the long one, who will win the NFC East. No surprise, 75% took the Eagles. That's by default. They're good. Everybody else thinks the rest are bad. But I do thank the Dallas Cowboy fans that voted. At least they finished second in our little poll. 17%, the Redskins 8%, and nobody went for the New York Giants. Who will win the NFC West, which if the Rams had their quarterback, I think would be the toughest division in the NFL. But right now, I think it's interesting. I think San Francisco really falls off. You've got to go with Seattle, don't you? But Arizona just stays right there. They get any kind of offense. People love Ellington at the running back, and Fitzgerald, if he can be healthy again here, you got to think that they might make a move here in the NFC West. But you got to go with Seattle, don't you?
Yeah. Till someone beats you.
Yep, Seattle, I'll vote on that. If you want to vote as well, we'd love to have you part of the Midtown Mark Cooler question.
I don't like that, but, yeah. You know.
At ESPNSuperstation.com.
I'm not a Seattle fan.
me either, neither either. We will, because I want Jimmy to be part of it, Thursday we're going to be at Bandits, and that's the start of the NFL season. We will still make our predictions for the season on Friday. Do you have a Super Bowl prediction? Would you like to submit one for Friday's show later in the week?
I'll submit one under an alias.
Yeah. Bubba.
Pseudonym.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Bubba. Can you remember that? I mean, you're getting older now. I don't know if you can remember that Friday.
I think so.
Jeff will get you a form here. You can circle an X. And
I just want to know, as an NFL expert, as a member of the media and an NFL expert, does Manziel end up the starting quarterback of the Browns? Not by injury.
Wow. It's so easy to pull. I mean, it's so easy. You got 16 games, and if Cleveland stinks like we think they're going to stink, eventually you just say, well, let's give Manziel a shot, even if it's not Hoyer's fault. Even if it's not Hoyer's fault. I think Brian Hoyer is going to do okay.
They're not going to be any better.
He's not.
They're not. I mean, you lose Gordon. You just let go of Burleson, who was one of the few veterans that you had and on the other side of it. Miles Austin's on the other side of it. I was just kind of curious as to, you know, I am not a Manziel guy whatsoever. I think it was a bad pick for the Browns. I think they showed why they're a laughingstock of the NFL by making that pick. And, you know, so I just kind of was wondering, as a guy who has blinders on to the Browns and is always looking for that, you know,
the Browns,
the fiasco that they are.
Let's before we wrap it up tonight, Tom Watson, captain of the United States Ryder Cup team, will make his selections, announce his selections for the American Ryder Cup team. This morning, the captain, Paul McGinley of Europe on home soil, said that it'll be Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood, and Stephen Gallagher. Well, Gallagher and Ian Poulter were 10th and 12th. They skipped Luke Donald, who was 11th. And a former number one, they skipped my man Miguel Angel Jimenez, who'd have been great, but he'll probably just hang out and be like an assistant captain. And Westwood's a little bit farther down the line. The captain doesn't want to get too much criticism. That's why you don't go for the 40th guy on the list. But the United States team is Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, Jim Furyk, Jimmy Walker, Phil Mickelson, Matt Kuchar, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed, Zach Johnson. I think you've got a good mixture of youth and a good mixture of your guys that have been there with Furyk, Mickelson, Zach, and Kuchar. Now, Jason Duffner is the first guy off. Healthy, he's on. Who do you put on from the United States? This Chris Kirk thing yesterday just smacked me in the face. How does Chris Kirk win the tournament yesterday? Congratulations for him. He is absolutely no way can be on this.
So Duffner's on? No, he gets
no.
He
they
gets
take
three
the
picks.
Top nine, and okay. They're picking three. So
well, Duffner's out with injury, okay. Pretty much already. Well, if it's me, I'm going with Keegan Bradley, Brant Snedeker, and Hunter Mahan. Those are my three.
I mean, Ryan Moore is 11. Brendan Todd, Keegan Bradley, Chris Kirk now moved to 14th, and Webb Simpson is 15th. I mean, there's just a lot of guys here where you can just automatically check off. I mean, you're not going to pick Brendan Todd. You're not going to pick Chris Kirk. You're not going to pick Harris English, Kevin Na, Matt Every. The Eric Compton story would be awesome. That's the guy that has come back from heart problems a couple of times. That would be awesome, and you know he would give anything to be on that team. I think you go with Ryan Moore, Keegan Bradley, who actually has played a little bit better here as of late. And then that third pick, do you go all the way down to a Steve Stricker at the number 29 slot? I mean, that's how far down you're looking. Do you get a bomber like a Gary Woodland who can help you out there? Or do you take a safe pick in a Webb Simpson or maybe even, as you said, a Brant Snedeker? I'll be a little surprised. I know he's buddies with Snedeker, but I don't think Snedeker maybe deserves to be there. In all aspects, he does as a good guy and has played well, but he's 20 on the list.
Yeah, he hasn't played well of late. His last two, three months, he has not done anything to propel himself. I bring up Mahan because he's been there before. He just won the first leg of the FedEx Cup, so I kind of go with him. Webb Simpson has not put anything together since his U.S. Open. He's that guy that's in 15th just because he methodically shows up at every tournament and gets a paycheck, which, don't get me wrong, it's very difficult to do. And I just don't like Ryan Moore's game. So from a golf standpoint, I just don't think that Ryan Moore is the guy that can handle the pressure of it.
Well, I'm pretty sure he won't go pick a new guy. You know, he's right. Got enough new guys that have earned their way on, so we'll see what happens there. Hey, we want to thank Tony Harper, Hastings College, Daryl Morris, UNK, and, of course, Damon Day for joining us as our co-host on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, we're giving away tickets to Nebraska McNeese State. We're talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Loper soccer coach John Mazner will join us as well on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.